Wabanzi Valley High School. It's me, Principal Jason Stipp, with my weekly podcast, On Three, where I'll have students come in here and different athletics and activities, and we'll kind of talk about the season and their experiences here at Wabanzi. And this week I have gentlemen, three amazing gentlemen, three seniors here of our men's winter and soon-to-be spring track. So hello, everyone.
Hello.
What's up, Mr. Stipp?
All right, let's check ourselves in. Austin, give your full name and your year. We'll start with you.
My name is Austin Giannino, and I'm in 12th grade.
All right, Austin, welcome. Thanks for coming in.
I'm Brady Teeple, also in 12th grade, class of 2024.
Okay. Hey, Brady.
I'm Nicholas Scuja, and I'm also in 12th grade, senior.
All right. So, Nico, Brady, and Austin, here we go. So, let's talk a little winter track. First of all, you two, Nico and Brady, thanks for not leaving for lunch.
Yep.
It was close. We got them out of the parking lot.
And
Austin was nice enough to message them. And for our listeners, we got this little live video cam. This might end up being live, so we'll see how this plays out. Yeah, you kind of wave here and kind of see how it goes. Me and Mr. Weinsack are kind of playing with some things. So, Nico, let's start with you. Your events and how the season's going.
Yeah, so I do the 400 and the 200 mostly, but they'll plug me in to like the 60 or the 100 when they need like a relay guy.
Anything over 400 for you?
Well, I actually did try the 800.
Did you?
For the first time ever in my life.
Because you have to try it, right? If you
exactly.
run the 4, they want you to try it, right?
Yeah, I was like, well, it's my senior year. May as well just give it a go.
Yeah. Run out of steam?
Didn't go too well. I was like talking to my dad during the race. I was like, I can't believe how hard this is.
When did you hit the wall? At what point?
It was after I ran my first 400 and I didn't hear like the bell ring and I realized I had a whole another 400. I was like,
because an indoor, that's two more times around.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you're like, oh God, I can't keep up this pace. Yeah.
So I can't believe this. And then I was like, start slowing down and
yeah.
Because I just had fun with it.
800 is kind of interesting. It's a sprint, but it's also a distance, right?
Yeah. For sure.
Okay. All right. So pretty much all sprints for you.
Yeah, all sprints.
Okay.
Not really.
All right.
Nothing over.
Okay. Brady, tell us your events.
So I pretty much only pole vault. I never really do any running events.
How long have you been pole vaulting?
I mean, as long as I can remember.
Okay.
So my grandpa coached my dad. My dad was an All-American at Nebraska.
Oh, I didn't know that,
yeah.
man.
So
that's awesome.
He tries
that's
to like
some pressure for you.
Yeah, he tries to coach me a little bit and everything.
Let's get that guy out there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, like,
could he still do it?
Oh yeah. I've got videos.
Does he go
him.
To these meets like some of these adults go to these weekend warriors?
He
or?
Used to, but like
because there's like one in Vegas.
Yeah,
I heard right.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, he used to still get out there just like on the runway, and just like
God.
Grab some of my poles and jump higher than I was. I'm
oh
like,
my God.
All right, I'm like, all right, dude, whatever. but I mean, yeah, like McCann, our sprint coach, he calls me like a one-trick pony because like I just pole vault pretty much.
So that's pretty much your focus.
Yep.
Which as a sprinter, it's like, really? Look at these guys. I was sitting over there and right?
Yeah, last meet at Illinois this past Saturday, I was like talking to Bram, like, dude, this is like the life. I was like, sitting
right?
with him, I was like,
have a drink,
awesome.
Kind of sitting around. Wait, how many times do you go, Brady?
I mean,
3, 4? Maybe.
I think at U of I jumped, like, during the actual competition, it was probably, like, 8 jumps in total.
That's the life. He's not like Russo where he at least has to run, right? He
just,
okay, all right, I like it, all right.
Perfectly fine.
Yeah,
maybe.
Okay. All right, Austin, your events.
So I do high jump and triple mainly.
Okay.
And recently, our sprint coach, McCann, has been putting me in some running events.
Okay, so he found you. You couldn't hide. All right, so you're going to do a little bit of the track, not just the field, right?
Yeah. Okay. Unfortunately, I guess.
And McCann will find you. He's been a good addition for us, right?
Oh, yeah, for
yeah.
sure.
For
yeah.
sure.
He's awesome.
All right, so I can't wait to dig into some of this stuff because I had the members of the girls team on here last week, mm-hmm. which, I mean, they killed it. And you guys are doing good. I mean, you guys are a good follow-up here. But I'm hearing that tell me about the new pad, the new that you land on for the –
It's honestly
it
like
it must be a game. The other
unbelievable.
One must have been horrible, right?
If I'm going to be completely honest, yeah, it was awful.
I mean, because you guys all rave about like it's that big of a deal how you what you land on.
Well,
obviously.
I mean, so I think the biggest thing is our old pit. It was just so many people have jumped on it for so many years.
If you really don't know, when you say pit, it's almost like kind of like the bottom of a bouncy house.
Yeah, right.
Where you're
it's
falling
just,
on
just
right
like a pad.
Yeah.
So our old pit, like you would. Go and sink almost till you hit like the floor.
Oh,
and
God.
Like when you're going, I don't know, even last year going 13 feet, which isn't like too high, but I mean, you're falling from that height. You like hit the ground almost. It like it hurts.
Yeah.
And now our new pit, it's bigger, obviously softer. So, like, you kind of feel more comfortable, like you have more room to, like, yeah. I guess, mess up if that does happen.
And you're not thinking about when you're
exactly,
up there.
Exactly, right.
Okay. So, and then I hear, like, rats are coming out of it when you landed on it, right?
Yeah.
Or I told them probably mice, not rats, but yeah.
Yeah.
I could see some things living inside there.
We've had some rat poop. rafts actually crawling. Yep. Into the pit one time.
In the old one?
Yeah, yes. Like, oh, inside God. It, like, to, like, can... fix some stuff.
Oh, God. Isn't it foam? Or yeah, it's, like, yeah, a house was, in there?
Yeah. It's just, I went back.
He came out?
Yeah, I went back to grab something. I walk out and rafts inside the pit.
Oh, so. Yuck. Okay, all right. So the new one's good. All right, Austin, you say triple jump and long jump, or just did you do both?
Triple jump and high jump.
Triple. So you don't do long jump?
No.
There's a difference. Somebody can be good at triple, not good at long. That's possible.
Well, technically, I haven't tried long jump. Okay. So maybe.
Boy, that throws me off. Because to me, it seems like the same thing, but it's not, obviously, huh?
No, it's all in the name. So, like, long jump, you jump once. Triple, it's three times.
Right.
So.
But what I'm wondering is, if you can do triple really well, why can't you do long really well? Whole different mindset?
I don't know. I mean, you just have to put me in and
okay.
see how I do.
All right. So, obviously, you like the pattern of triple, the boom, boom, jump, right? Is it jump, jump, then final jump, right?
Yeah, so there's a board you jump from.
Yeah.
So you jump once, you jump again off the same foot, and then the last time's off your other foot.
Gotcha, okay. And then triple jump, you go farther, or long jump, you go farther?
Triple jump, you go way farther.
Really?
Yep.
Okay, I would think you go farther long because you could run and really get it, but you can get more energy on a triple.
Yeah, so the jump is marked from the board. So when you do triple, it counts all three jumps, that entire distance.
Gotcha. Okay. What is a goal for you for your further distance on, for your highest thing on high jump and your furthest distance on triple jump? What is the goal you have in mind?
Right now, I'm trying to get to state.
Okay.
So for high jump, that's 6'3". And for triple, I think that's around 43 feet, 10 inches.
You close?
High jump, yes. Yeah. I'm at 6'1".
Okay.
Triple, I've been lacking a little bit.
Okay.
So
you prefer to go outside, or are you about ready to go outside, or do you like inside because the conditions are better?
High jump is a lot better outside because a lot of the tracks we go to indoors don't have spike material.
Yeah.
So we have to use normal gym shoes.
Oh.
But when we go outside, that changes.
Okay. All right. Nico, as this starts coming into spring, what are you thinking for your events? Are you going to do any relays? Are you just going to stick with the 400 and the 100? Or
yeah, I'll probably definitely stick with the 2 and the 4. And I would definitely say it gets easier for the 400 outdoor because it's just like one lap. But yeah, I definitely will get involved in the 4x4 a lot because we're probably going to be chasing that state qualifying time.
Okay.
And then the 4x2 too, I'll get involved with, but it'll be mainly 400, 200 stuff still.
So you're a football guy.
Yeah.
Played football as well as Austin. Did you play football?
I played soccer.
Okay, you're soccer. Oh, duh. I knew that. Okay. So why track? You're not going to do track in college, but obviously kudos to you. It's spring. It's a tough season. You chose to, Nico, like, hey, I'm going to make the most of this or what?
Yeah, I just like to get involved with the school stuff. And I did track. I did basketball like my whole life. And then sophomore year, and I switched over to like football and track. And I was planning to do basketball, but then it was weird. It was like I did basketball my whole life, but it was like basketball became too much. So I just decided to skip out on it and do football and track. But I don't know. I thought like track was so new to me my sophomore year because I'd never done it before, and I just kind of like really liked it a lot. So that's why I stuck with it. And why not? Like I don't want to go out, doing nothing this whole spring, just sitting around.
And from what I gather, and Brady, you could maybe talk more about this. When you were in like a full team sport like football, and then you go to track, it's probably nice to have a little. You're kind of control of yourself. I know you're a team, but you kind of do your own thing, right?
For sure.
It's kind of nice, right?
Yeah. I mean. So, like, with football, you're, like, relying kind of, like, on your team, and it's, like, a huge team sport, like, all this stuff where, like, you're competing against, like, other people where I feel like in track, like, you're still competing against other people, but, like, unless you're in a relay, it's just, like, you're competing against yourself, and it's, like, yourself, and it's, like, all your mental, like, capacity basically just going into whatever event you're doing, and it's, like, I don't know, I almost like it more just because I don't necessarily have to, rely on a bunch of other people. And I kind of just like to almost do my own thing sometimes, and I feel like it's better for me.
So for you and Austin, you as well, like I think I have a sense of what Nico's doing. Like, will you go out there, Brady, every day and you do what, so many jumps, or you work 90 minutes or?
So I also do pole vault at a club on Mondays and Wednesdays. But when, like,
that's what's
I'm
nice
here,
about track, you can do it. Where in football, you couldn't do that. Mm-hmm. They'd be like, no, you're not going to go catch balls somewhere else,
yeah,
right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
But I mean, I do like to do a lot of the sprint work with McCann because I feel like he does a really good job with all of us. Uh-huh. And speed is like how you get all your energy into the pole for pole vault.
Got to be
so,
in shape.
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, I like work a lot of core, a lot of like lat workouts, and then just speed. And then I try and jump like as much, but also as little as possible. So I don't over jump and just exhaust myself with it.
You and Danielle are pretty close.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Cause she's doing the same thing and the female side. All right, Austin, same with you. You're just working on jumps kind of, and you know, that's what a practice looks like kind of for you, or.
Yeah, so it's different for triple and high.
Learn how to rake the sand, stuff like that, right?
Yeah. So for triple, it's a lot of phase work. Okay. Because you have those three jumps, you work on kind of stretching out each phase to make you go further. For high jump, it's kind of just jumping.
Okay.
So you work on like your form going.
You'll
over
do both at each practice, or you vice versa?
Usually I choose one.
Okay,
so,
to focus just on.
Yeah.
All right. But you probably got to practice doing both in a practice, because in a meet you will have to do both, right?
Yeah. So.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. All right. So weather crazy, right, Brady? I mean, this is like an awesome – I mean, you guys been outside every day, right? I mean, usually
– Yeah, actually, pole vault, like all the field events, we're still inside in the
You
field
are
house.
Because you're still in winter season, so why go out? Might as well get used to that, right?
Exactly. And it's kind of just like
what's your next meets? What do you got? You got conference, I know.
So Saturday, I'm pretty sure we're all competing in Hahnenegga.
Okay.
And then next week we have indoor conference, and then hopefully
yours is next week too on Friday.
Yep.
Okay. And girls are Thursday.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
All right. And then that's it. Oh, then in conference state.
So you have to be, I think it's like top 12 in the state, like for your event to make indoor state.
Which is in Bloomington at the Schick Center or whatever.
It's called,
I think.
It's called Indoor Top Times.
Indoor Top Times.
Like it's basically indoor state, but they just call it Indoor Top Times.
I see. And only top 12, that's how they do it, just by times and measurements.
Yeah. For relays, it's top 12. And then I think for solo running, I think it's top 20, 30.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, okay.
Are you right there, Brady, or not? Are you close or not?
Last time I checked, I was within the top 20.
Okay.
I don't know really. I think I was at like 16th.
Yeah.
I don't know exactly where I am now, but I mean.
You're not getting too into it. Would you want to do this at college?
I'm still trying to decide.
Okay.
It's
a niche to where you probably could, right? Yeah, you could walk on and
I was going to try and wait till the end of indoor, but now I think I might wait till the end of outdoor, see what I really want to do. Because with how it's going right now, I mean, I'm enjoying it almost more than ever, and I'm jumping better than I ever have. So.
Okay.
As of right now, I think it is kind of something I want to keep going with, but I'm just not too sure yet.
Sure. Okay. All right. So, Nico, so you're at this weekend. You guys are at Hahnenegga.
Yeah.
And then
super nice track. It's like an Olympic great track.
Oh,
so
nice.
Sick.
Inside.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You've been
it's
there before.
Nice. Yeah, we were
what,
there
is it,
last
high school
year.
Or something?
Yeah.
Or?
Yeah, it's the wow. Dude. They have one of like the logos like in their conference is like the pretzels. It's like the weirdest schools are like
the free pretzels.
Yeah, that's like, where the school is. Yeah.
It's pretty far, but
I'm a corn jerker, so I get it. We all know that was my high school. We all know the weird math. Who's weirder than us? So
that's so funny.
Yeah, Mr. Schmickall's wife's pretzel.
Really?
Yeah, Freeport.
We saw that last year, our whole team was just dying.
Because I think there was like a factory there that made like Snyder pretzels or whatever.
Really?
So that's what like the town is known for. Yeah Okay, so that's a nice indoor.
Super nice.
Yeah.
super nice Might be nicer than Illinois, to be honest. It's like
the U of I that you were just at. Really?
Yep. It's
okay.
Pretty close.
All right. It's all day. You're there all day.
Yeah, we're going in the afternoon, so we're not gonna like last year we got back at like midnight, I think.
Okay.
We also got stuck in a snowstorm last year.
But. Yeah, let's hope that doesn't happen. Okay. Austin, for you, and I'm assuming you're not thinking track for college, right, Nico?
Probably not. I'm probably just gonna go down the
football. Are you thinking
around.
Football? You're just going, yeah. Okay.
Just
what are you gonna study, you know?
I'm thinking about petroleum engineering.
Okay.
So
wow, that sounds important.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. All right. Oil, right?
Yep.
More than just changing oil.
Yeah. A little bit more than that.
Yeah. All right. For you, Austin, you thinking about doing track in college or not?
I've definitely looked into it. There's a few colleges that have like reached out and said, hey, you know, we want you to jump for us. So it's still deciding on like if I can manage that with also school and everything else.
Do you have a preference between track and soccer?
I definitely prefer track.
Yeah.
Just because soccer was JV too, and we had quite the rough season.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, it was kind of a tough one, right?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, good. Well, I'm excited to see you at conference next Friday at North Central, right?
Yep,
and that kind of winds it up, except for state. And then you get a little break with spring break, which is also nice, right? Like you're just told to, I'm using air quotes here, folks, like train on your own, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Totally.
So I have, as a guest, see, your time wasn't wasted. I give gift cards away because I'm,
awesome.
Yeah, I'm sponsored, by the way. Yeah. So by jimmyfinance.com. Jim Colos is nice enough to sponsor my On3 podcast. He oversees Lender One Financial. And if you're interested in, if you're a first-time mortgage person or you're thinking about refinancing, thinking about buying a home, you reach out to jimmyfinance.com. And as he takes care of our students with a $5 gift card to Dunkin' Donuts, he'll also take care of you. Nico, you can pass two of those down for me.
Thank you.
So tell me in ending. I always like to say a supporter of you, somebody that's had your back, somebody that has been a big influence or supporter of you, could be a parent, could be a coach, could be a friend, maybe just somebody you want to give a shout out to as you kind of think about your tenure here as an athlete or at Waubonsie or whatever it is. Austin, let's start with you. Someone that's had your back.
So I would say my coaches are really influential, but the most important person to me is probably my mom.
Mm-hmm.
After every meet, I'm pretty hard on myself because I always want to reach that next height or go a little further and make it to that state qualifying mark. And she's always there to kind of like counteract that and just be like, hey, you did good. You jumped great today. And just, you know, next meet, you got that height. Mm.
It's so tough as an athlete, right? Because you put expectations on yourself and it's like you'll always keep on ratcheting it up. So at some point you have to be like, did I control my training? Did I do everything I can? And then just have to be happy with your result, right?
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. And parents are good to just kind of be like, hey, this ain't the end. There'll be another meet. So cool. All right. Shout out to the mom. Brady.
Yeah, same for me. It's definitely my mom. She's always been at like every game, every meet. You know, she's sacrificed a lot for me and she's done a lot for me. So I'm super grateful for like everything she's done. And I mean, same thing at U of I. I was actually pretty upset with myself because I like was over 14 feet but knocked it off.
Oh. That's the worst. Hit the height and you knock it off.
Exactly.
Did you knock it off with your feet or your back, your butt?
My hand. Like right as I was going to pull away.
That's even worse, right? Because you could just lift it over.
It just barely trickles off. So I was super upset about that, but she kind of like consoled me. You know, she like made that 2.5 hour drive. Mm. She was there, so.
And I was there. I saw it, and yeah.
Yeah, it was definitely my mom.
Fully knocked the bar off, or was it like wavering and you're looking up like, stay?
It was like. Like, as I was falling, like, I don't know, almost, like, three-quarters of the way, just, like, barely, like, falls off on one side, then knocks the other side off. So,
right.
I mean,
it's cool.
Almost whatever at this point. But
all right. Another mom shout-out. Yeah, there would be other ones. Nico.
Yeah, it would definitely be both my parents. Although Coach McCann and Coach Raff have been awesome throughout my time at track. But definitely both my parents. They've come to every single one of my meets.
And track meets are tough to come to as a parent. They're hard to spit because you sit there all day, right?
Yeah, hours. You would know, Mr. Stitt, right?
Oh, God.
I feel bad for them sometimes. Yeah. Sometimes I tell them to just go. Yeah, it's you don't need to see this last one. I'm like, it's all right.
Because like other events, it's like a football game you go or soccer you go watch the game. It's like, when are you going? I don't know. Are you on yet? I'm like, oh, my God. And then everything else is going. It's like swimming. It's so hard to watch.
Yeah, very true.
Yeah.
I do feel bad for my parents sometimes. I'm like, dude, just you guys can just head on. I'm like, I really you don't need to see this last one, but. Yeah, definitely my parents. They've always been there for me.
Yeah, so. Cool. And you have one. Do you have any brothers, sisters here?
I have a younger sister. She goes to Scotland.
Okay, all right. And then because you got one behind you, and that's it. And there's four Scooges, right?
Yeah, two of them have already passed through Waubonsie. Yeah,
all right. How about you, Austin?
I had an older sister that already left Waubonsie.
What was her name?
Megan.
Oh, okay. All right. Cool. All right. Thanks for joining me today. I appreciate it. Good luck this season. Excited for you for a conference next week. And then when we get outside, okay? Thanks for listening, everyone. Have a great week out there. Break it out with me. Warriors on three. One, two, three.
Warriors.